I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military declares a temporary truce in the country's civil war to facilitate relief efforts as the death toll from last week's earthquake climbs above 3,000. Military leaders say the ceasefire will last until April 22nd. Conflict between the army and ethnic resistance groups has plagued Myanmar for decades, complicated further by the 2021 coup. A3's Joe Hanley says,
"While these may be dangerous times, they're unbelievably opportunistic times. It's our chance for the body of Christ to shine in these moments of chaos and show that real stability comes from Jesus."
While politics tie up international aid, local believers have a distinct advantage.
"We're more connected right now in Myanmar, and that means that we have the opportunity to be a conduit of help."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in the stages of young motherhood, it's not easy to find ways to get involved with ministry. That was the experience of Ariane Norwood, a mom in the Western United States with three young kids ages 6 and under. Then she became a mentor with Crossroads Prison Ministries. It's a unique opportunity from home where Christian mentors correspond with Crossroads Bible study students in prison through writing letters. Today, Ariane even sees the spiritual impact it has in her family.
"My kids see me working on the lesson or writing the letter. They'll ask about what I'm doing. I love sharing with them about God's heart for those who are in prison and the role that we can play. We pray for them together. It's not an isolated activity. It's definitely something I love to share with my loved ones."
Find your place in the story, missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.